You talk about three possible answers to the question, of course, of where are all the aliens? Where are they? Let's talk about them. Let's break them down. Go ahead.
Sure. The famous Fermi paradox, where is everybody, comes from, again, looking at it from a scientific viewpoint, we haven't seen any hard evidence that scientists all agree on that there are actually other civilizations out there. And yet, as I discussed through most of Beyond UFOs, the book, the scientific evidence seems more and more to be pointing very strongly to the idea that there should be lots of alien civilizations out there. There's no scientific reason why we should be alone, and lots of scientific reasons when you think of the vast numbers of stars and planets out there to think that we should not be alone. So where is everybody if scientifically it seems we should not be alone? And if you Google this, you will find hundreds, maybe thousands of potential solutions to this Fermi paradox, where it is everybody. But I think we can categorize them all into three basic types. And the first type of answer is the we are alone answer, that despite all the reasons for thinking that civilizations should be quite common, they're not. It's just us. And that's certainly a possibility. But if it is, it has some astonishing implications, because when you look at the universe, and you know in the book I talk about the number of stars, making the analogy to the fact that there are as many stars in the universe as there are grains of sand on all the beaches on Earth put together.
So isn't that amazing even to think about that, Jeffrey?
It's
mind-boggling.
It's truly mind-boggling. There's a reason we call things astronomical, right? When we start to think about what's involved in astronomy, as many stars as grains of sand. And that means, because we now have very strong evidence that many, most, you know, possibly the great majority of stars have planets, that means there's also going to be at least as many planets as grains of sand on all the beaches on Earth put together. So if we're alone in the universe, it's like we're that one grain of sand from all the beaches on Earth put together. And what's special about the grain of sand, besides the fact that it has us, it's the only grain of sand that knows all the others exist. Because the universe, in its inanimate state, doesn't know there's a universe. But in our brains, we do know that there's a universe. So in that sense, we're the universe's self-awareness. And if we were to destroy ourselves, it's bad not only for us and for our children and grandchildren and our civilization, but in a sense, we'd be destroying the self-awareness that the universe went through 14 billion years and creating all these grains of sand of stars to achieve. And to me, that sort of responsibility that it gives us if we are alone makes us very, very important and changes the way we should perceive ourselves. It's an astonishing implication. So that's kind of the first category of answer, that we are alone. The second is, let's suppose that's not the case. We're not alone. And, of course, when you think about the grains of sand, it seems to me almost impossible to imagine that we are alone. So I tend to think we're not. And in that case, it means there have been or are thousands, hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of civilizations. They would have been spread out through time over the millions and billions of years that the universe has been capable of giving birth to civilizations long before the Earth even existed. And in that case, if we are not seeing them, if they're not actually coming here, you would have to ask why. So that second category of solution to the Fermi paradox is that there are a great many civilizations, but none of them end up traveling through space to come and colonize the galaxy or visit others. Why not? Well, the most logical explanation for that would be that they destroy themselves before they ever achieve that level of technology needed to travel out to the stars. And when you look at our own civilization, again, you can see good reason to think that could be a real possibility. We have the technology to begin our steps out to the stars, but that same technology could wipe our civilization out, whether through nuclear war, through global warming, or through, you know, any of a variety of other things you might imagine. So we live at what I call the turning point in history, of all the thousands of generations that have come up through time, we're the first ones that really have the power to destroy the whole of our civilization. And so the decisions we make over the next generation or two will determine whether we ever are able to go out and colonize the stars ourselves. And so the astonishing implications of this second category of solution is to realize that if others have not made it here, it must mean that it's very, very difficult to get through this turning point in history. And knowing that would presumably, or at least hopefully, make us work all that much harder to make sure that we succeed in navigating this turning point better than other civilizations have in the past.
And why do I suspect that your third possible answer might be the most exciting?
Because it is, right? And so I'll just tell you, and this is the part where, as a scientist, it becomes very difficult to reach a conclusion like this for me because it's so outside of the way, you know, we're sort of trained to think. But I think we're led to it, right? The first possibility was we are alone, but I just find that so hard to believe because there's so many possibilities out there. The second possibility is there's lots of civilizations and they all destroy themselves. Well, that's not that hard to believe, but I certainly hope it's not true. And if you rule out those two, you're left with, okay, there are lots of civilizations, and they are out there. There is a galactic civilization that may predate us by millions or billions of years. And in that case, the only reason we don't have concrete, solid, everyone agrees on it, evidence of that yet, is because they have not yet chosen to allow us to know it, kind of like Star Trek's Prime Directive. But it means that as we rise up, remember I spoke of us as an adolescent civilization. Our civilization is growing up. It now has this power to both move forward to the future, but also to destroy itself if we don't use that power wisely. We would be growing up into a universe that's already filled with grown-up civilizations, the ones who figured this all out before us.